Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Sibonge uJonga Kantemiri osinike izindaba ngolimi lwesiShona. Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngomgqibelo mhla ka 15 Ntulikazi 2023 ngupraxedes Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
I would say without any shadow of doubt that we are more than 80% ready for our August 23 harmonized elections. The voters' roll is ready.
Abe Commission ebulawula ezokhetho yeZimbabwe Electoral Commission, ZEC, bathi sebesalelwe ngokulutshwana nje ukuba bagqibe umsebenzi wokulungiselela ukhetho lwalonyaka.
Sibe lodubo ke eChipinge lapho ke abezantet basebethumela ke amapolice kubana ebophe one of our candidates member of parliament uClifford Hlatshwayo ngemva kokubana bemyalisile amarali wa-apply angu 6 bayala wonke izathu zakhona zingazwakali.
Amapolisa weChecheche eChipinge South abikwa egcine amalungu amathathu awebandla eliphikisayo eli-Citizens Coalition for Change esithi abeqhuba umhlangano ongavunyelwanga. Kuthi izakamizi zenyakatho yeGwanda eWindhoek zikhala ngodubo lokusilela kwamanzi osekudale ukubana zihambe imango emide ukuyawadinga emifuleni lalapho okulezibhorane khona. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Ikomishini elawula ezokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission, ZEC, bathi sebesalelwe ngokulutshwana nje ukubana bagqibe umsebenzi wokulungiselela ukhetho lwalonyaka. Umsekeli kamgcini sihlalo weZEC, uMnumzana Rodney Kiwa, uthi ikomishini yakhe isiphuziswa nje ngezinye zezicelo eziphanyekwe emithethwandaba yilabo abafuna ukuncintisa. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi kungasensuku zatshwala ukuba ukhetho luqhutshwe elizweni. Ukhiwa uthi amalungiselelo okhetho asesesibangeni saphezulu esithi uZulu kumele ayethembe iZEC ukuba izakwenza ukhetho olukhululekileyo.
I would say without any shadow of doubt that we are more than 80% ready for our August 23 harmonized elections. The voters' roll is ready.
Sesiseduze nge-80% uba silungele ukhetho lukangcwabakazi. I-voters' roll isikhona. Abancintisayo sebeyitholile i-voters' roll. Sesibeke indawo ezifika 11,501 zokuvotela.
Uthe iZEC isivumele abantu abafika phose ikhulu lengxenye 169 asebevunyelwe ukuhlolisa ukhetho lwalonyaka. Uthi labo abavele kwamanye amazwe abangaqali ukuvunyelwa ukuzehlola ukhetho kuleli. Ukhiwa uqhubeke esithi sebeqalile ukuprinta amaphepha alabo abazancintisa ukhetho esithi bamiswa yilabo asebese indaba zabo emadali omthethwandaba.
Court cases affect us, but we have no control.
Indaba esemadali ziyasiphazamisa, sizaqinisela nje uba siphele uze senze umsebenzi.
Ibandla le-CCC lithi ngalithembi ukuba iZEC izaqhuba ukhetho olukhululekileyo. Lokhu kuthiwe ngumsekelo wesikhulumeli se-CCC uMnumzana Felix Magalela Mafa.
Kuyamangalisa ukuzwa ukuthi iZEC ayikaqeda umsebenzi wokulungiselela ama-election. Izaqeda nini njengoba kungasela sikhathi?
Kodwa omela iZANU-PF eMpopo Mamzilikazi u-Admire Maskati uthi bayayithemba iZEC.
So far angeke ngikhale kangako ngoba izinto zonke zihamba ngendlela. I-voters roll abantu ababe lamabizo ayenga-aphi asekhona. Ngilokuthokoza okukhulu ngendlela iZEC esebenza ngayo.
Ingcitshi ecubuna ezombusazwe unkosikazi Miriam Msibindi uthi kumele iZEC isebenzelane lamabandla wonke ezombusazwe ikakhulu aphikisayo.
Ama-political parties amaningi akayithembi iZEC. So okumele kwenziwe okwamanje yikuthi iZEC isebenze closely lama-political parties la, ngoba bacabanga ukuthi iZEC isebenza in favor of i-ruling party.
iZEC ithi ekuqaliseni kwenyanga ezayo izakhipha amabizo endawo lapho kuzavotelwa khona ama-polling stations. Mhlaka 18 Ncwabakazi kuza kuba lilanga lapho amaphepha awama-ballot papers azotshengiswa khona amabandla wonke ezombusazwe ancintisayo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Amapolisa awetshetshetshe eChipinge South abikwa egcine amalunga amathathu awebandla eliphikisayo eleCitizens Coalition for Change esithi abeqhuba umhlangano ongavunyelwanga. UMnumzana Clifford Hlatshwayo, omunye wabathathu laba oncintisa kukhetho lwalonyaka edinga ukuba lilunga lephalamende elimela lindawo, utshele iStudio 7 ukubana usenkambeni yamapolisa kunje lomunye ofuna ukuncintisa ukuba ngukansila kawadi 24. Lokhu kwenzakala ngemva kokuba amapolisa evimbe ukuqhutshwa kwemihlangano eyisikhombisa eye-CCC ebihlelwe ukwenziwa impelaviki eChipinge South. Encwadini elotshwe ngamapolisa athi abe-CCC abasuthisanga konke okufunwa ngumthetho owemopha ekuqhubeni limihlangano. Uhlatshwayo ubelokhu esenkambeni yamapolisa size siye emoyeni ngemva kokuthathwa istatement kodwa obengakaziswa ukuthi ubotshelwa cala bani. Umsekeli wesikhulumeli se-SCCC uMnumzana Ostalo Siziba uchasisa ngokwenzakale lamhlanje.
Thina namuhla ke besilomkhankaso wethu wempelaviki ngomgqibelo iZimbabwe yonke jikelele owama members of parliament aye visibility lokumepha kwama polling station esibana ke uzulu wonke kwansi ukuncedisa ukumepha ama polling station ukuze sibe lama agents ke iZimbabwe yonke.
Sizwa kuthiwa lesehlakalo esenzakale eChipinge ngokuphathelane lebandla lenu, ungasichazisela?
Sibe lodubo ke eChipinge lapho ke abezante basebethumela ke ama police kubana ebophe one of our candidate member of parliament to Clifford Hlatshwayo ngemva kokubana bemyalisile amarali wa-applyanga 6 bayala wonke izathu zakhona zingazwakali. So thina sikhangelelanga ukubana ke iZANU-PF iqhubeke izama ke ku-abhisa amapolisa ukubana bengenele indaba ke ze-politics ngenxa yokubana ke amapolisa ke alo mlandu wabo osemthethweni welizwe le ndlela okufanele besebenze ngayo in a professional manner. Kodwa iZANU-PF siyethukile yikho liyibona ke ibanjwe ngumtshutshu siyibhodile izama ukulimaza abantu lokuzama ukwethusela lokubopha ke abantu bethu. So sesithumele ke amalawyer ethu ke eChipinge inge ukubana simeke shukubana uClipo Hlatshwayo uyakhishwa ukubana econtinue umkhankaso.
Lo ke bekungumsekeli wesikhulumeli se-CCC uMnumzana Ostalo Siziba esikhulumelayo ecingweni ekobulawayo.
Lamlela ndwandwe,
lamlela
ndwandwe,
lamlela,
lamlela mshweshwe,
lamlela nampa bafube mbula,
lamlela ndwandwe,
lamlela,
lamlela.
Izakhamizi zenyakatho yeGwanda eWindlow zikhala ngodubo lokusilela kwamanzi osekudale ukubana zihambe imango emide ukuyawadinga emifuleni lalapho ukulezibhorane khona. Ukungalungisiswa kwamadamu adilikayo kanye lokugcwala kwawo itshebetshebe sekudale ukubana amanye awo engenelisi ukugcina amanzi amaningi lalapho izulu line kuhle. Albert Ncube usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Lanxa kungani kuhle kwezulu okubangelwa ikuguquka kwomkhathi climate change, udubo lokusilela kwamanzi emhlubulweni eminingi emandebeleni lubikwa soluqheliswa nayikonakalo kwamadamu amaningi angalungiswayo ngemva kokudilika kanye lokwanelwa kwalawo asebenzayo ngoba enathisa abantu kanye lesifuyo. UMnumzana Zolitheni Gabula owesitezi uthi sebe loluhlupho olukhulu ngamanzi ngenxa yokungane kuhle kwezulu osekudala ukuthi omama batshone bemi ngezinyawo.
So kulethe uhlupho kakhulu kuzifuyo lasebantwini nje jikelele. Uzafica ukuthi ilanga likamama suku zonke ukusuka ekuseni kusiya ezikhathini zemini umama uchitha leso sikhathi edinga amanzi, ufuqwa ngamabhara, kudonswa ngezinqola, abanye bathwala ngamabhayisikili.
UNkosikazi Juliet Nkiwane wayisiphathamandla senhlanganiso emela amalungelo abomama e-Women Development Association of Zimbabwe WOTAS uthi uzulu wonke nje kwana-North ubhekane lodubo lwamanzi.
Lapha-ke estezi ahlupha kakhulu lakho. Abantu bahamba about 8 kilometers a day besiyadinga amanzi. Estezi kule distance lapho hamba khona 7 km usiyafika ethuli.
Uqhubeke ethi udubo lolu soludale ukuthi abalezinqola bawathengise ngemali ephezulu.
Inqola sezihamba up to 80 rand per drum uthi uwathole nxa ungela manzi awula North.
Unkosikazi Siphathiswe Nkala oyisakhamuzi esiliko eGwanda North uthi uma ngaba uhamba emude kakhulu ukuyadinga amanzi.
5 kilometers ukuya, 5 kilometers ukuphenduka, and khona ngale emfuleni sokutshona kutshonile kakhulu. Thina sigabeni sekithi esiliko vele amanzi awakho, ngitsho esikolo eklinika kula manzi nje kuluhlupho lwaziwayo. Bake bazapha be-World Vision ukuthi basigebhele imigodi kodwa kwehlula bathi vele indawo yakithi ayinamanzi.
Ekhuluma kwensukwane ezedlulileyo emhlanganweni ebandla lezanu-PF ukukhankasela usekelo kukhetho ebulilima, umphathintambo obona ngezenzakala esabeleni sezansi emandebeleni mnumzana Pedni Konqube ubikele umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukuthi ukusilela kwamanzi ngolunye lwenhlupho ezibhekane lozulu kulesi sabelo.
Kweni kuningi ngitsho izikala zengingazifakayo kodwa-ke ngenxa yezamadamu lama-irrigations afisa kwane nahalesasitated.
Iningi lamadama kulomhlubulo ezansi emandebeleni adilika ngesikhathi sezulu lesiphepho se-cyclone Elene. Lawa ngagoqele legungwe elilokhu lingakalungiswa lalamhlanje kungenani lokuthi sekuleminyaka leminyaka labhidlika. Kuthi umsebenzi wokakhiwa kwedamu leTulimanyange sekuphindwe kwamiswa njalo ngenxa yokuswelakala kwemali. Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ngiseuyilonke eGwanda North ngu-Albert Ncube.
Okwamanje ke sokuyisikhathi sokungena esigabeni sethu lapho esiphatha indaba ezimayelana labesifazana kuhlelo esiluphiwa ngusithandekile Mhlanga.
Siyalamukela kwesiphathelane labesifazana lilami usithandekile Mhlanga. Asizweni umhlonitshwa esilaye lamuhla lapho esixoxa khona labazancintisa kukhetho lwangenyanga ezayo.
Ngiyabonga, unjani? Mina nguMrs. Sibongile Ndebele. Ngafunda kongungumbane primary school eMberengwa. Ngasuka ngayafunda eFatima Mission eLupane. Ngihlala ePhelandaba ngikhontesta khonapho njalo ePhelandaba ward 13. Lapha ngikhangelele ukuthi ePhelandaba lapha ewardini yami ngi-impawe omama lamankazana asakhulayo, ngi-impawe le-girl child. I-girl child kumele ngibone ukuthi ngiyabasondelela ngoba basesebancane babefuna ukufundiswa into eziningi. Sikhangele njalo isigaba sami, indawo yami lapho engikhona, ukuthi abantwana abaningi abasebenzi, akulamsebenzi. Ma ngingangena ngivuse indawo ezinjengamaklabhu bebesiyathola ukufunda izinto ezijiyeneyo, befunde amakhosi achiyeneyo angabanceda empilweni zabo. Omama ngikhangelela ukuthi kube lama projekti abangawenza ngibancedise, ukuze kubancedise labo ezimpilweni zabo kakhulu. Yikho engikukhangeleleyo. Ngikhangele njalo isigaba sethu silezinto eziningi ezifunekayo, into ezinjenge imigwaqo yethu ayiqondanga, kule dodi laphana kuningi ukuklinwa. Ngangena konke lokho ngiyabe ngizokutshintsha lokho kube indawo enhle ebukekayo.
Siyabona njalo ukuthi kulamabandla la aziwa ngokuthi yiwo alosekelo oluningi. Uyabe ngincintisana labezanu-PF, ngincintisana labe-CCC labanye.
ubone ngani ibandla lakho lilakho yini ukunqoba kumbe wena ngokwakho abantu bayakuyemukela ukuthi unganqoba ngezinye indlela amathuba akho anjani kulolu khetho?
Hayi, abantu bona bayayemukela iphathi ye-EFF. Yona iphathi esasukuma, esachathulayo. Kodwa ngangikhangele, ngangikhangela nje hayi. Ingawina, ingawina sibili. Ibe lokutshintsha okuningi, okuningi kakhulu.
Leyo bekuyingxoxolo, Nkosikazi Sibongile Ndebele. Ozancedisa kukhetho lokudinga ukhansila kaward 13 ePhelandaba woBulawayo. Asidibaneni njalo ngomgqibelo ozayo kuhlelo oluphathelane labesifazana lizwe ukuthi seliphatheleni okutsha. Lilami uSithandekile Mhlanga ngikhonapha eWashington DC. Siyaqhubeka njalo kumaviki alandelayo sixoxa labesifazana abakumabandla ehlukeneyo abancintisa ukhetho oluzayo.
Ephuma enkundleni yethu uSithandekile udedela kuChris Gandhi, yena ke osethulela uhlelo liphuma lendaba litshone lendaba.
Ngali tshona njani izolukandaba, siyadibana njalo kuhlelo liphuma lendaba litshone lendaba. Igama lami Chris Gandhi. Lamhlanje uhlelo lwethu sixoxa lomnumzana Mbonisi Buyana olomzukulu wakhe owalimala emsebenzini kweleBotswana. Okwakuqala ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mnumzana.
Ngiyabonga, ngiyabonga Nkosi yami. Ngilomtshana wami lapha uMeli Fuyana, omtaka dadewethu oyilasibone ekuzalweni kubaba. Njengoba sisazi ilizwe lethu kuyilizwe lokuhlupheka, abantwana bagcwele isiganga izizwe zonke lezi ngenxa yesimo esibhekane laso kwelakithi eZimbabwe. Umntwana laye ubedinga impilo lapha eBotswana, futhi ubesebenza kwenye ikampani i-construction ukuthiwa i-Icon ilapha ise-Gaborone, but isehlakalo sayehlakala endaweni yasePikwe okuthiwa i-Citron Farm, lapho kulinywa khona ama-orange. Shuthi bebesakha i-warehouse yokuthi bakuvunelwe ama-orange lapho. Ikho-ke umfana wasesiwa-ke about 9 meters away la phansi. Walimala kabuhlungu kakhulu, okwenza ukuthi ispinal cord sakhe senqamuke. Selo almost 24 days manje elokhe elele lapha esibhedlela. Ikampani obeyisebenzela hayi abasabonakali sibili. They have delayed us ukuthi umntwana mhlambe simzamele imizamo ukuthi simse ekhaya. Lokho besithembisa lokho lalokhuyana. Isimo sakhona hayi sibucwayi. Ulimele umntwana akanyakazi lokunyakaza nje. Ngumuntu nje oleleyo kuphela nje empedene. Kusisusizi kakhulu.
Ungasitshela ukuthi kuhamba njani?
Sikhuluma nje njenge family, sesazama mpela ukuthi sihlangane le family yonke labangane, savula lama group ukuthi sidinge uchaso ezihlobeni nakubangane ukuthi mhlawumbe umfana engathola usizo, ngoba eqinisweni lapha eBotswana i-government hospital siyamreleasea ukuthi hayi akusekho okunye abangakwenza, sokumele ukuthi ethola isejari ukuthi operate. So badinga imali engange 200,000 pula lapha kwele Botswana. So kuyinto enzima kakhulu njengefamily, lathi sidlalele emakhaya singekho into esiyenzayo, kunzima mpela. Kodwa siyazama khona ukuthi sikhiphe khona lokho esinakho, lokho sicela ebantwini lathi ukuthi basincedise ukuze ukuthi mhlambe umfana athole usizo.
Selike lakhulumisana labe embassy eZimbabwe khona ngapho eBotswana?
Eqinisweni besingakakhulumisani nabo abe embassy, ube usenza mhlawumbe besilokho sisalindile laba abantu abebesebenza khona lokho besitshela amanga manje sasesibona ukuthi kumele siqale sigijime sizamele ukuthi umntwana athole usizo ngoba isikhathi bese sihambile kodwa ke into esisazoyenza ngemva kwalokho ukuthi umntwana esefikile ekhaya into esizoyenza leyo ukuthi sidinge usizo lwe-embassy ukuze ukuthi ikhampani ithathe iresponsibility
manje sikhuluma nje kuyini okwenzakalayo
sikhuluma nje njenganamhlanje ngilapha nje eBotswana sesitholile olunye usizo ukuthi umfana aye ekhaya ngikhuluma njengamanje nje sefikile abe ambulance kuthiwa yi-S izomthatha umfana lapha eBotswana nemusa ekhaya ukuthi at least umuntu wethu sibe simbona lati noma izandla zimfitshane kodwa ithemba ukuthi umuntu wakho uma eseduzani lawo kuba lula kakhulu eqinisweni imali siyayidinga siyazidinga impela le nhlanganiso mhlambe ezingasincedisa ngoba hayi eqinisweni imali yakhona hayi khona imbeqolo akukholula empeleni enje ikakhulu ebantwini abebevele bezizamela kungelalutho kulusizi kakhulu umntwana omncane impela ola 26 years ukuthi ezithole esekuleso simo
okwakugcina ungavalelisa abalaleli
hayi ngibonge inkosi yami ngibonge ukuba ukukhulumisana lami sikulesi simo esibhekane laso inkosi mayibusise
lo ke umnumzana Mbonisi Fuyana ebesixoxela ebuhlelo liphuma lendaba lithone lendaba igama lami ngoChris Gandhi asidibaneni njalo ngeviki ezayo sikhathi sinye lilani.
Abasanda kusixhuma singumsakazo weStudio 7 eye Voice of America esakaza iseWashington DC. Kwezemidlalo umgqeqeshi weqembu lenguqu ele Highlanders uBaltimore Brito uthi kumele kusetshenzwe katalala ukuze izithelo ezokubuyiselwa kweleZimbabwe emincintisweni lamanye amazwe omhlaba zibonakale. Intetho lezindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
UBrito utshele intethele zindaba zemidlalo ukuba ukudlala lamanye amazwe sokungaba lithuba elihle lokuba abadlali bakule Zimbabwe bathole amadlelo aluhlaza.
Marketing players of Zimbabwe in the cup.
Kulomehluko omkhulu ukuthengisa abadlali abadlala kumncintiswano owezekwazi lase-Afrika nokuthengisa abadlali abadlala lapha ekhaya.
Ilizwe leZimbabwe livunyelwe ukuba libuyele liphatheke kunhlelo eziqoqa inhlanganiso elawula ezenguqu emhlabeni jikelele e-Federation of International Football Association FIFA ngemva kokumiswa ukuba yingxenye yalinhlanganiso kusukela nyakenye ngoba uhulumende ubesethiswa umlando wokungenela ekuqhutshweni kwalomdlalo. Ngolwesine olwedluleyo ilizwe leZimbabwe libe ngelinye elifakwe engwaneni kuhlelwa ukuba amazwe awezekazi lase-Afrika azadlala njani kumncintiswano wokudinga amaqembu aza kuyadlala kumidlalo yezwe zomhlaba ozaqhutshelwa kwelemelika ngomnyaka ka-2026. Ilizwe leZimbabwe lifakwe kusiba sika-Group C ndawonye leBenin, iLesotho, iNigeria, iRwanda kanye leSouth Africa. Sikhangele impumela yemidlalo edlalwe namhla kusigaba seCasalaga Premier Soccer League. Iqembu leManchester Diamonds linqobe lePenton Bullets nge-1 kanyanga seGibo. Iqembu leFC Platinum linqotshwe nge-1 kanyanga leYada ngaseMandava. Iqembu leNkezi Platinum linqotshwe nge-1 kanyanga leSimbabora ngaseBaobab. Iqembu leChicken linqotshwe nge-2 kanyanga leDynamos ngaseBaba Fields. Ukuthi iqembu leZP Sekariba libe ngutshiki lobhanqa 0-0 leleSheshem ngaseNyamunga. Ikanti iqembu leCapes United linqobe leGreen Fuel nge-2 kanyanga seBata. Kusasa ngensonto iqembu leBulawayo Chiefs lizavakatshela eLetriangle ngaseGibo. Njalo umqeqeshi weqembu leyamakhosi uJoseph Sibindi uthi amalungiselelo abo ahambe kuhle kakhulu.
Asingeke sihambe sithi sifuna ukuyadliwa, lathi sifuna ukuyabadla nabo bafuna ukusidla. So ozadlala kuhle nguye ozaphuma lempumelelo, kodwa sikhangelele umdlalo omuhle kakhulu.
Iqembu leHighlanders lona lilubhekise eMandaba kuyadlala leHerentals. Njalo umdlali olihlohlele ngensonto edlulileyo uAndrew Mbeba uthi ukhangelele ukuba aqhubekele phambili esenza kuhle. Komunye umdlalo wakusasa iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizanqikilana leleWange ngaseBata. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kuhlelo abaculi bethu namhlanje silomqondisi Mdlonga ohamba ngegama lokuthi T Tholeli Mnyama ucula umdumo kaMaskandi. Utholeli Mnyama udabuka eKhezi kodwa ucula ekwele South Africa. Nanguke ixoxa lo ntongamile inkomo we Studio 7 ngedlalathe lakhe Elisha.
Sanibona ekhaya lapho ngibuya khona, ngibuya eKhezi onhlupho khona lapho ngibuya khona. Mina emculweni angisendikhambile iCD lami lokuqala le, i-album yami yokuqala ihloko sakhona sithi uhulumeni.
Utholakala njani umculo wakho kanti lalabo abangathanda ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola ngapi?
Iyatholakala kuma Facebook naku YouTube seziyatholakala ingoma. Ngeni abafisa ukungithola bangithola lapho bangabhala Utholeli Mnyama uDJ Maskandi. Iyatholakala lapho. Ngitholakala ku 0784969741 0784969741 khona lapho ngitholakala khona. Then nakuma calls ngiyatholakala naku Facebook.
Abalandeli ubatshila wapamazi.
Abalandeli lengicela isupport yenu, ngicela isupport yenu lingisupport kakhulu nami ukuthi ngiyenze umsebenzi ube muhle, ngiphumelele emsebenzini zenu uqhubeke uye phambili. Bengigqugquzela nabanye abalamaphupha abo ukuthi befeze into zabo ziphumelele kulolu hambo esiluhambayo. Ngilethe mbali ukholisile umculo kaTholeli Mnyama, mina ngiyukholisile ngempela. Kodwa ke isikhathi sethu asavumi bakwethu ukuba nasikhubekele phambili ngalolu hlelo. Yekela sikhangeleke ebezikhokhela kwezindabeni zethu. Abe commission elawula ezokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission ZEC bathi sebesalelwe ngokulutshwana nje ukuba nabagqibe umsebenzi wokulungiselela ukhetho lwalonyaka. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo uPlaxidus Jeremiah. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.